B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Lorenza Marahu might be small, standing less than 5 feet tall, but on Monday night, the 67-year-old proved she can pack a punch.
Yeah.
Marahu had confronted an intruder after he broke into her apartment at a complex for seniors. She said, as he was coming towards me, I said, back off right away. She has 26 years of martial arts training, by the way.
Yeah, she does.
The man listened and left her apartment, but he was not done for the night. He broke into the apartment of 81-year-old Lizmeth McCrae's, Marajo's friend and neighbor. McCrae said, he grabbed me and he shake me, and I went down on the floor. Marahu had heard McCrae's screams and immediately went to help. She said, I squeezed myself between him, her and him. I put Mama on the side, and I jumped on him, and I was punching him and everything. And I had the cane against his throat. Marahu said,
you need to be taught a lesson, don't you?
She said she didn't want to kill the intruder, so she switched positions to hold him down with her hands.
I'm going to make it real painful, though.
She said he lifted up and tried to twist my hand, but at the same time, I twisted his and turned it around real fast, and he was saying, you're hurting me, you're hurting me.
She's 5 feet.
Marahu had said that and I said, I don't care. I don't care what happens to you. You had no right to hurt an elderly person.
She's right.
McCrae said, I didn't expect that little lady would be that brave.
Good for her.
I said, could you be careful? He's going to kill us. She said, not tonight. McCrae was taken to the hospital for treatment, was released the next day. The suspect, who was not physically hurt, was taken into custody by police, who do not recommend that people jump into situations like this. But nonetheless, she did, according to the police department spokesperson, they said, what she told me is that her training kicked in and it was like muscle memory. She knew that she had to help her friend out. So that's a great story.
26 years.
Patrons at a 7-Eleven in Florida were treated yesterday to a lewd display by a 28-year-old woman who allegedly exposed and pleasured herself near the front doors of the convenience store.
This is my Slurpee.
The police allege that Vanessa Lee Jones did intentionally pleasure herself while outside a 7-Eleven in St. Petersburg around 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Intentionally? It wasn't accidental?
No. Jones was arrested for lewd and lascivious exhibition, a felony, since she allegedly, quote, continuously rubbed her area in the presence of a minor.
Oh, man.
Jones, cops said, was observed by the child's uncle, who video recorded the incident, which was shown to law enforcement.
Free hot dogs for everyone.
Yeah. Jones, who denied engaging in any illicit behavior, is locked up in the county jail on $10,000 bond. In recent months, she has been convicted of trespassing and possession of synthetic marijuana.
Did you see any footage of this?
Not that it really matters, but she's not unattractive.
No, she doesn't look like what you would think she would look like.
No, yeah, this is completely different.
No. All right, here's a story out of our state. A garbage truck in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, made an unusual pickup Wednesday morning. Photos posted to the Kidder Township Police Facebook page show a large black bear on top of a county waste vehicle. It was on top of a trash truck.
Wow.
Going for a bit of a joyride.
Bear's got to work.
Police officer Vincent Murrow said bear complaints are up this year. He said it's been pretty frequent, almost daily, that we're getting a new bear complaint in the area.
It's for a new movie called Teen Wolf Bear.
And this is the most recent.
If every bear had a garbage truck.
They said that this is the most recent example when a bear arrived at the police department Wednesday morning on the back of a garbage truck. They said, we can only assume that it was sick of going for the small amount of trash in the garbage pails and went for the big prize. Since it is right before hibernation, bears are usually hungry. Each bear is eating about 20,000 calories a day.
Could you imagine?
Which is about 10 times more than you or I eat. So they are moving around a lot, and they are very hungry, and they're trying to pack it on.
One day, Preston, I'm going to be murdered by a bear because they're so damn cute.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go up, and I'm going to be that idiot that gets caught on footage getting his ass kicked by a bear.
Try not to let that happen. This is scary. A Louisiana man was arrested after he was discovered living in the bedroom closet of a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
It was on Sunday. Deputies responded to a call in Spring Hill, Florida, after the parents of 15-year-old girl allegedly discovered the man inside their daughter's closet. The man allegedly told investigators he had driven from Louisiana to have sex with the unidentified victim.
Jeez.
But the plot kind of thickens on this. The suspect advised on this current trip that he had been in the county for about 5 weeks and had been with the victim on numerous occasions, and they had had sex. Jonathan Rasmoni was arrested and charged with 4 counts of lewd lascivious behavior with a victim between the ages of 12 and 16. His bond was set at $25,000.
Were they conducting a relationship?
Yeah. Rasmoni and the 15-year-old girl met 2 years ago through an online chat app.
When she was 13.
Police said he told them that he had traveled several times from Louisiana to meet the victim. She allegedly told police that Rasmoni had been living off and on inside her closet since August 19th.
Oh, my God.
The suspect would hide in the closet when the victims were at home, only coming out when they left for work. The girl's parents became suspicious when they heard noises coming from the bedroom. Additional charges are possible in this, and they are looking into that, obviously. How messed up is that?
Effing chilling.
Wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A Domino's pizza delivery driver rubbed a tub of ice cream on his crotch before handing it over to a customer.
All right.
And there's video of it.
That sounds so good.
This took place in England. The employee was caught on the customer's doorbell ring app rubbing the tub of Ben and Jerry's birthday cake flavored on his pants as he waited on the doorstep. And I saw it, and I thought maybe it just you just doing like a little scratch or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
It looks like he's trying to ice down his nuts.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like holds it and shoves it in there for a while.
Oh, man.
So Jonathan Terry said that he'd already started eating the dessert on Sunday night when his girlfriend called to warn him to stop after the footage was sent to her cell phone. Domino's said that they were extremely disappointed to see the unnamed,
the wrong flavor.
Unnamed driver's unacceptable behavior. Mr. Terry said, I was at home, the friend, my girlfriend was out, we decided to order some food. About a half an hour after it arrived, my girlfriend called and said, don't, whatever you do, eat the ice cream. When I told her that we had already opened it, she said, well, it's probably fine as the ice cream is in a sealed tub, but put down the spoon and look at the doorbell footage. She said, when I saw what the driver had done, I could not believe it. He may have had an itch on his crotch or something, but to scratch it with something I'd pay for is disgusting. It's unprofessional and unhygienic, he added. Mr. Terry said he was given a Ring doorbell 2 weeks ago as his birthday present. A Domino's spokesperson said, we expect high standards of behavior at all times, and clearly this individual has breached the trust our customers rightly expect from Domino's.
In fact, we're watching the footage. It doesn't look like the guy is... It almost looks like it was an itch, and he used it to... Like, it doesn't seem malicious in nature. It just seems stupid.
Yeah, yeah. So they're conducting a formal investigation. It's pretty funny. A stepdad got, and here's another ice cream story. A stepdad got too drunk to drive, then made his 13-year-old stepdaughter drive him to the shop so he could buy some ice cream. Javier Martinez Aguilar allegedly ordered the youngster to get behind the wheel so he can indulge in the frozen treat from a store close to their home in Lubbock, Texas. The girl caught the attention of the local police after she failed to yield for one of their cruisers, which had a right-of-way, and almost crashed into them. Officers pulled the SUV over, and they were stunned to discover how old the driver was. Police report said she was driving her stepfather to get ice cream because he was too drunk. Aguilar was
trying to follow the law.
Aguilar was so drunk, he struggled to get his license out of his wallet. He was arrested and charged with criminal negligence. The girl's older sister, who had her driver's license, came to pick the youngster up and take her home. The father has since been freed from jail on bail. A woman sleeping on a beach in Oceanside, California, died after she was run over by a piece of construction equipment.
Oh, my God.
This happens every once in a great while.
Yeah.
The driver of a Caterpillar wheel loader was removing pipes from a dredging project at about 10 a.m. on Monday morning when he felt the bump. The driver turned around and realized he had run over the woman. Police taped off the area around the tractor, which weighs 50,000 pounds. It's huge, by the way. While they investigated, a surfer had said that he saw the woman hours before the accident. He said the lady was leaning up against a wall, looked like she was holding herself up. I was concerned about her, and we asked if she was okay, and she seemed okay. Authorities think the woman may have been homeless. She's not been identified. She was fully clothed. She was not wearing beach attire, but she was laying out on the sand, and they ran over.
When we used to camp out on the beach, we'd make sure we were not in an area where that could happen.
Yeah, like over a dune or something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
A cyclist raising money for Yemen relief said he rode exactly 69 miles per day to travel from Poo Poo Point in Washington State to Pee Pee Creek in Ohio.
What a trip.
He went from Poo Poo to Pee Pee doing 69 miles a day. Ruben Lopez of Chicago said his scatological journey began August 18th at Poo Poo Point in Washington State. And it took him 36 days to arrive at Ohio's Pee Pee Creek, a journey of over 2,500 miles.
Now, was he camping or was he staying at hotels?
Lopez, who said he was traveling exactly 69 miles each day, said his trip is still not over. He is planning to complete his 5,000-mile journey at Pee Pee Island in Newfoundland and Labrador. The cyclist said he had been planning to participate in several bike tours this year, but they were all canceled due to COVID-19. He said he decided to take on the meme ride, as he called it, as a way to raise money for the Yemen Relief and Reconstruction Foundation. So I don't know if he stayed in hotels or what he did, but he went exactly 69 miles a day. A sex shop in Montana is sending free sex toys to women who pledge to vote in the upcoming election. Billy McWilliams, owner of the Erotique Shop in Bozeman, says that he will be sending out 2,200 bullet vibrators in either red, white, or blue to women across the country, regardless of their political affiliation. Now, the toys will be sent out with stickers that read, "I came and I voted." Those looking to take the pledge and receive their free vibrator can do so at greatamericanorgasm.com.
I like it.
Take them up on it, man.
Sure.
And right, there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.